a local nonprofit called Serve NWA wants to build emergency shelters in South Fayetteville to provide temporary housing for some of the homeless population in the region. The New Beginnings Community, as it would be called, would be built on 5 acres of land just south of 19th Street along South School Avenue next to the Seven Hills Homeless Day Center in Fayetteville. Right now, the property belongs to the University of Arkansas, but Serve NWA is raising money to buy the land. Kevin Fitzpatrick is the director of the university's Community Family Institute, and he's part of the board of Serve NWA. He says he got the idea for New Beginnings about 5 years ago.
The key to keep in mind is that right now, there is nothing. The only thing that exists in that area of South Fayetteville are locations where people essentially are living in third world conditions.
Fitzpatrick says the idea of emergency or low resistance shelters is to remove as many barriers to stable shelter as possible by giving the homeless more options.
The problem that we have is thinking that somehow we can move them out of the woods into an apartment. And that jump, that leap is too big. There's too much to go along with that.
Fitzpatrick says at first they would start with security fencing around the community. That would include about 20 micro shelters. They would be simple A-frame structures with very minimal electricity that possibly runs on solar power.
I don't liken them to be tents or huts or, I mean, they are a micro shelter. They are a place for someone to actually have a safe, secure place to sleep at night, to store their belongings, to have an address, to have access to Wi-Fi, to have access to bathroom facilities, to running water.
The residents would also have access to gas grills and shared fire pits that together would create a communal cooking area. Fitzpatrick says they would then bring in various services like health care and job training. The Planning Commission tabled the proposal until their next meeting on Monday and asked for a more clearly designed layout to address safety and security concerns. Fitzpatrick says Serve NWA recognizes that, but he also makes this point.
Right now, at present, there is no safety and there is no security on this property. So anything that we bring to that piece of property would be a vast improvement.
Fitzpatrick says there's also no evidence that crime in the homeless population is higher than crime in the general population.
While there may be criminal arrests among homeless persons, those arrests and crimes committed are typically misdemeanors. They are not violent felonies, and they typically are related to the consequences of their living circumstance and or the circumstances of the places, the cities where they live.
Fitzpatrick says the goal is to give people their dignity back and to give them between 30 and 120 days of stable shelter so they can move into more permanent housing elsewhere.